So greetings in Jesus' name. I'm Ben Ash, and so to what I'd like to share today is just some points to ponder. And I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 4. Here we read about Jesus being tempted of the devil. So I'll read it, and we'll make a few comments. It says, "Then Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil hath ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season." So, just some points to ponder that I was pondering as I read this and came to me. I'd like to share it. First, it's just the simple fact that the devil is real. Here was Jesus, the Son of God, was sent to the earth and to give his life to do a ministry. And here's the devil shows up early on in his ministry. And so the point number one is the devil is real. The other interesting point is that God saw fit that he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. It seems God, I just imagine him wanting him to go through this as a test and as an example for us, possibly, that first of all, as a test to give Christ, his son, the choice how to respond to Satan, whether he will give in to a temptation or whether he will withstand it. Also, I believe that Jesus, elsewhere we read, he was tempted in all points like as we. And so Jesus understands being tempted by the devil in areas that were a very real temptation, no doubt. And we see, it's interesting how Satan used leverage. He said, you know, if you're God's son, do this. And but Jesus resisted, as we also need to do. I believe there's an example there. So that was point number two, that just to ponder that God allowed it. Was it for a test, or was it for example to us? Actually, I had point number three was in there too. Jesus knows about the temptation. So point four that I just jotted down that came to me, and this is probably the one that I pondered the most, is the importance of us knowing the Word of God in face of temptation. So just again, thinking back how Christ grew up, we know that he was familiar with the Scriptures. At some point growing up, he spent a lot of time learning the Scriptures. and before his ministry began. And so it seems like that's an example too, maybe for young people, to know the Word of God. It's a time to become familiar with God's Word and His commands. So that's perhaps, that would be a great source of a victory or a weapon as a Word of God in the face of temptation. This is a great importance for that. And so then the last thing that I just want to share is just seeing the realness of Satan, that he is in the world, and he's sly, both sly and bold. You know, just to confront God's son like that and tempt him, and just the way he works it, you know, he has some truths that he shares with Christ, but he also has some untruths, or half-truths. Just, for example, the kingdoms of the world have all been given to him. Well, they may have for a time and to a degree, but ultimately God is over all, and he will walk it out where he is Lord of all, and every knee shall bow to him and tongue confess that he is Lord. And all things eventually will be submitted unto Christ. We can read that elsewhere in scriptures. So Satan, it seems like he has truths and lies that he uses in temptations. So just want to remind us of this, the record of this, the importance of it, the importance of knowing the Word of God, the importance of being aware, resisting temptation. That's a blessing. It seems like the time comes when we resist, he will flee, our enemy will flee. And that's another key to victory, is just standing by faith. So God bless you today. And let's end here with a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we just want to pray to you. We give you praise and thanks that you are God, you're almighty, you're our creator. And we do ask you, Lord, for grace, for wisdom, and strength. Lord, we would stand for you. We would resist Satan. We would not fall into temptation. We pray, Lord, as you taught us to pray, deliver us from evil. We just ask you, Lord, for victory. We look to you by faith, and we want to give you thanks and praise, Lord, for your word to us, and that you made a way when we are tempted, that we can, you made a way of escape. Your word tells us so. And so just help us take that way and understand and know the way you've called us, and we commit ourselves to you with praise and thanksgiving. Amen.